I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Taylor Swift dropped the video for her new song, You Need to Calm Down. It's going to be on her Lover album, which drops in August. And it's featuring pretty much everybody that is everybody in Hollywood, including Ellen DeGeneres, Ryan Reynolds, Sierra, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Adam Lambert,
RuPaul,
Dexter Mayfield,
all of the queer eyes,
right? And a lot of people are loving it. A lot of people have their opinion on it because it is a very LGBTQ focused song in the music video. But I think that
the point of the song.
Well, of course. But I think that once you watch the video, if you want to watch it, you can text the word CALM to 73389. It makes so much sense. And that Taylor Swift is, you know, voicing her opinion on how we should treat people and, you know, why we should just calm down and not flip out about, you know, things that we see on the internet.
So I love the video. I think it's her best video. And she's made a lot of good videos. But that's not the reason why I love this video. This is going to sound way out of character for me, but it's a true story. There's another cameo in this music video that when I saw it, it made me get a little bit of a lump in my throat just because of how adorable it is. But Katy Perry is in the music video.
That's right.
Now, those two have had a notorious feud for I don't know why, but they've
somebody
had it forever.
Took somebody else's dancer.
Oh, that's what it was. A shark got out of its pen. So, the fact that they've had this stupid feud that everybody knows about, and it's not just that she's in the video, it's what they're doing in the video that I think is effing adorable. And Katy Perry is dressed as a hamburger, and Taylor Swift is dressed as French fries, and Katy Perry has this like sad look on her face like she's all alone, and Taylor Swift has this sad look on her face like they're all alone, and then they're like, oh, we belong together. We're French fries and hamburger. We belong together. And they hug and then they slow dance and there's an old woman walking around.
There's lots of old women walking around.
It's a very funny video.
Taylor Swift even said that her and Katy Perry actually made up a while ago.
Yeah.
But didn't tell anybody. Kept it very much on the DL. And then they made the big announcement when she gave her an olive branch before her tour started last year.
Oh, so it was actually before that that they had made up? So when she did her video where she like was sort of looking like Katy Perry, were they already made up?
That I don't know. But
I think that would have to mean they were, because she literally sent her an olive branch.
Who sent who an olive branch?
I think
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry sent Taylor.
Taylor an olive branch.
Right.
Okay.
That happened so shortly after that video came out.
Right. And then actually before this Taylor Swift video drop for You Need to Calm Down, if you want to watch it, text CALM to 73389. I think Taylor sent Katy a plate of cookies. And they put that up on social. So it really kind of like the story arc kind of concluded with now that they're friends again.
Well, I also would say that, and listen, I have not been as pro Taylor Swift as a lot of people.
That is a very kind way of putting you hated Taylor
Swift.
Okay,
that, Gavin, do not say that. That is absolutely not true. Hated her.
Am I wrong?
I mean, we've talked about it on this show.
Hated, though?
Okay.
Hated
is
like a very
strong negative opinions
about
her.
Yeah, distaste,
right. I felt like all of her songs were starting to sound exactly the same.
True.
Sorry. And I think she was just, we were being like oversaturated by her. I had a big feeling of like, okay, we get it.
Right.
But this video has turned me around a lot. It's super fun. And it's not just because it's in support of the LGBT community, although obviously that's a big part of it. It's super fun. It's a great video. Like, there's so many parts of it that are fantastic. And I would say there's actually some intended symbolism in the Katy Perry part of it. Because it was, we had our differences, but we worked through them and came together, and now we belong together.
100%.
And I think that when you start thinking about, you know, queer people and how, you like, they're obviously people that think it's a chosen lifestyle or whatever, but at the end of the day, we're still talking about human beings here. We have our differences, but, like, we can come together. I think there was some intended symbolism.
Oh, sure. Somebody texted in and said, burger plus french fries, BFF. Ugh!
I don't like that. I like the way you said it better.
Another thing that I love even more, and it happens so fast in it, and I paused the video. First of all, Ryan Reynolds is in it. So you had me at Jump Street, okay? He's painting something, and in the video, she burns down some kind of trailer park or something like
that. Just her trailer.
But he's painting something, and for a split second, you see what he's painting. He's outside of the burned remains of the trailer. And you think he's painting the trailer. He's not. He's doing a painting of Stonewall, mm-hmm. which is the bar where the whole gay pride movement started after a riot with police.
Yeah, this is the 50-year anniversary of it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And she released this during Pride.
Yeah.
Like, this is, it's such a smart video in so many ways, but still very fun.
And it's making me gay for Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, as if this is just where it's launching off.
This is where it started?
This is where it's starting?
Well, before it was platonic, but not anymore.
I believe you've said many times that if you had to give him a kiss on the lips.
If I had to.
Okay. Gavin, you're going to need to calm down.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I see what he did there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.